So, the question I want to deal with today is the following. We know that on the 16th of Nisan, there were two mitzvot that either took place or began. One was the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, and the other is the
counting.
The beginning of the counting. Obviously not the counting, the beginning of the counting.
Yeah.
So the question we need to deal with is, okay, so in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, they started counting Sfirat HaOmer on the day that they brought the Korban HaOmer. But as we know, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, and therefore we don't bring a Korban HaOmer. So what we need to figure out is, what is the connection, if any, between these two mitzvot? Meaning, did they both just happen to be on the 16th of Nisan? And therefore, even nowadays, when there is no Korban HaOmer, that doesn't change anything about Sfirat HaOmer, and Sfirat HaOmer continues to be a biblical mitzvah, or do you say that the counting depended, on a biblical level at least, on the bringing of the Omer, and therefore nowadays it is not biblical to count Sfirat HaOmer. So to begin with, we need to look at the Psukim and see what feeling we get from the Psukim. So if you turn to Vayikra Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tet, I'd like to, you know, I sort of like how it works out here, where if I link to Svaria, so it highlights for you the Psukim that I want you to look at. And you can also, you know, turn on the translation if you want.
Did you send the Svaria?
Yeah, in the source sheet, everything is linked with Svaria, but I can send you the, I'll resend the chat here. I'll send it in the chat for you, okay?
Ah, in the chat, all
right. I mean, I sent it on the source sheet from before, but I'll resend it to you right now. I'll send it as we go along. So here, the chat, and... Okay. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you look at the Psukim, Vaidaber Adonai El Moshe Leimor. So God tells Moshe, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem, Ki tavohu el haaretz asher ani noten lachem, Uktzartem et ketzira, Speak to the Jews and tell them, when you enter the land that I'm giving you and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the first sheaves of your harvest to the Kohen. You'll elevate, you'll wave the Omer before God. To your will for acceptance, however you want to translate that. We talked about that when we talked about Kfiya. On the day after Shabbat, which we've dealt with that, we've beaten that phrase to death, but for our purposes, from the day after the first day of Pesach, Va'asitem b'yom anivchem et omer keves tamim ben shnato le'olah la'adonai, and on that day you'll also bring a burnt offering. The meal offering that comes with it will be 2/10 of a solet, a fine flour with oil, a offering to God with wine, libations, v'lechem v'kali v'charmel l'tochlu ar etzem hayom hazeh. Until that day, when you brought the offering, you can't eat any new bread, grain, etc. So that's the mitzvah of the Korban HaOmer. And then in Pasuk Tevav you get, Usvartem lochem imacharat ha-shabbat, miyom aviyachem et omer ha-trufa, sheva shabbatot tmimot tihyena. You shall count from the day after the Shabbat, from the day that you bring the Omer, 7 complete weeks. Amimacharat Shabbat Shviit, tisperu 50 yom mikraftem mincha chadasha l'Adonai, and you count until the day after the 7th week, 50 days, and you'll bring an offering of new grain to Hashem. So this is the key pasuk that we need to focus on. This pasuk Tevav. Usvartem lochem imacharat haShabbat miyom viachem et omer atufa sheva shabbatot timimot tihyen. You shall count from the day after the Shabbat from the day that you bring the Karban of the Omer, 7 weeks. So if you just had that pasuk, what would you say? What is the relationship between the two mitzvot? What do you think? Right, so let's read it carefully. Let's do this very, very carefully, stage by stage, and set it up. So what do you think? How connected are these two mitzvot? Again, let's read the pasuk very carefully. Okay? Look at it inside. Usfartem lochem mimacharat ha-shabbat miyom aviyachem et omer ha-tenufa. Count from the day after the Shabbat, from the day that you bring the Omer. So what do you think? What would you say?
There's a point, it's the start of the counting when you do the Omer, so that's the connection. You start counting once
you... So what do you think? When you don't bring the Omer, what do you think? Does the mitzvah still apply? What?
Supposedly, if you don't bring the Korban, then you shouldn't count.
Good. So one way of reading the Pasuk is the way Yosef says, which is, you count from the day that you actually bring the Omer. Right? You count from the day that you actually bring the Omer. And therefore, if you don't bring the Omer, then the mitzvah of Sfirata Omer, of counting, also doesn't apply. Right? That is one way of reading the Psukim. Okay? And if you read it that way, then nowadays, on a biblical level, there would be no mitzvah of counting the Omer. Okay? And then we have to conclude that what we do is completely rabbinic. How else might you read the Pasuk? Can you see it any other way?
You can say, just after the day after Shabbos. You can just count 7 weeks. Would that not work?
Good. The absolute opposite way of reading this is the way the Noah reads it, which is Usfartem lochem imacharat haShabbat. The emphasis of the pasuk is that you count from the day after the Shabbat. That's an independent obligation. It also happens to be miyom aviyachem et omer atnufa. It happens to be the day that you bring the carbon omer. But the mitzvah of counting is completely independent. You read the phrase, Usfartem lochem imacharat haShabbat, count from the day after Shabbat, as a complete mitzvah in and of itself. Right? So here we have the two extremes of how to read this, this pasuk. Right? Either the way Yosef read it, it is completely and totally dependent on practically bringing the Omer, and therefore nowadays it's totally not biblical, or the way Noah read it, all the other extreme. Usfartalim lochem macharana Shabbat. The day after the first day of Pesach, you start counting. It happens to be the day that you bring the Karban Omer. Good. Do you have any other possible reads? Right, those are the two extremes. Are there any other possible reads? What do you think?
If it says from that date you count those many days, if you're off that date, maybe you shouldn't count.
But again, that would, if I understand what you're saying like Noah, right? Meaning?
Yeah, it's like a little off of what he's saying, but it's also that you could lose your counting opportunity if you miss it.
Oh, good. So we haven't gotten to that yet. We'll have to get to that eventually, right? Which is the question of, that's not the relationship of the counting to the Omer. That's the relationship of the counting to itself, right? Meaning, what's the relationship between one day of counting and another day of counting, right? That's another important question, which is the notion of tmimot, right? What does it mean, complete weeks? And what we'll have to, I hope, we'll get to that eventually. But I want to focus just on this very local question. Do you have another potential read? Though these are the two obvious reads. There are some less obvious reads, which are, right, could you have any way of reading the pasuk that would tell you that counting the Omer does depend in a certain sense, on the Karban, and yet you would still be obligated nowadays. What do you think?
The fact
I don't know how it would work to be obligated nowadays.
What?
I mean, no.
I'm not sure how you'd be obligated to work nowadays.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll see. But it could be that there would be a middle read. So let me throw it out there, and we'll see these inside. Right? A middle read would be to say...
We've already said... Okay, this has said that if we didn't have the first day, if we didn't have the offering in the first place, there's no mitzvah like that, then there shouldn't be a mitzvah of counting yom. I say, you don't need it. You can just read... 7 weeks. You just count 7 weeks.
Good. So now, what would a middle view be?
If it falls the day that you would have offered it.
Very good.
Then you would...
Exactly. Right? The middle view would be to say, look, it is connected. You're counting from the day on which you can and should bring the Omer. Right? Our assumption, the radical read is... The way Yosef says it is you bring it, you only count if you actually bring it. But you could say, look, it is connected to the Omer. It's just that even when you don't practically have the ability to bring the Omer, that doesn't mean you're not obligated to bring the Omer. And you're counting, it's not that it's independent from the bringing of the Omer. It's that it's dependent not on the actual bringing of the Omer, but on the day on which you're obligated to bring the Omer. And therefore, you could say that even though there is no Beit HaMikdash, right, even though there's no Beit HaMikdash, it could be that the mitzvah doesn't disappear because, in theory, you're still obligated to bring the Karban HaOmer. Right? So that would be a third possible read. So now let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at this Gemara. I just sent you the link. It's a very short unit here in the Gemara. Okay? Gufa. Right? It's two lines, at least in the Sfarhi version that I just sent you. Gufa. Amar Abaye. Mitzvah limimne yomei. Umitzvah limimne shavue. Abaye says that even nowadays, it is a mitzvah to count the days of the Omer, and a mitzvah to count the weeks of the Omer. As you know, that we do that. Right? Hayom, yom.
I mean, isn't that part of just the counting? Why do we separate? Like, why is he saying, oh, we count the days, and we count the days?
Because of the next line. Rabbanan de Beit Rav Ashi manu yome umanu shvue. The Rabbanan in the Beit Midrash of Rav Ashi indeed did this the way we do. But ameimar mane yome v'lo mane shvue. Ameimar counted the days, but he did not count the weeks. Why? Amar Zecher LeMikdashu. He said, this is a mere commemoration of the Beit HaMikdash.
I mean, what do? We say today is the...
Hayom Yom. Hayom Shmona Yamim. Shehem Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad LaOmer. We count days and weeks.
So we would say this is the third day of the fourth week.
We say it's 22 days, which is 3 weeks and 1 day, or something like that.
So we do both.
We do both, like Abaye. But let's try to understand this machloka, okay? Ameimar clearly holds that the mitzvah nowadays is it biblical?
No,
right? Zeichel Mikdashu. Ameimar.
Nowadays, he said,
Ameimar Mane Yome, Velo Mane Shvuah. He only counted days and not weeks. Why? Amar Zeichel Mikdashu. He said it's only a commemoration of the Beit HaMikdash, of the temple. So Ameimar seems to think, Ameimar seems to think that nowadays it is rabbinic. Right? It's only a commemoration of the Mikdash. So according to Ameimar, he thinks it's rabbinic. What's the easiest way of justifying Ameimar's position that the mitzvah of Sfirat Omer nowadays is only rabbinic?
No,
that he reads the psukim like Yosef. That the counting of the Omer depends on the actual bringing of the Karban Omer. And therefore, if you're not bringing the Karban Omer, there is no mitzvah biblically, and therefore, the count that we're doing is merely rabbinic. It's just a commemoration of what happened at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And he goes even farther and says, therefore, what should you do?
Wait, but wouldn't he be doing it? Wouldn't he be reading the pasuk the middle way? Of he would still be counting from the day that you would. Because he is still counting. It's not like he's. No.
Correct, but he says, but he tells you that it's only Zecher HaMikdash, which means that it's not biblical. Right? Remember, we're trying to figure out the biblical obligation, and he says this is merely a commemoration of the Mikdash. Now, everyone agrees that when you count Sefirat Omer biblically or rabbinically, it's going to be from the 16th of Nisan. The question is this a rabbinic chiyuv or a biblical one? Amemar says very clearly, this is merely rabbinic. It's just a commemoration, which means that he seems to very much take the read that the counting actually depends on the bringing of the Omer. So if there's no Omer, on a biblical level, there is no obligation. And therefore, you don't count. Now, what about Abaye? What about Abaye? What do you think? Abaye, who says you still count weeks and days.
He would probably still think it's Doraita, because if you read the pasuk as if they're two separate things, then why not do the counting as if it's biblical?
Good. So one possibility is that he takes one of the two reads we offered, either that it doesn't depend at all on the karban, or it depends on the theoretical ability to bring the karban, and therefore he thinks it's biblical. And since he thinks it's biblical, you count both days and weeks because it's biblical. That's one possibility. Now, what else might Abaye hold? Is it possible that Abaye holds that this is rabbinic?
Possible.
Good. How?
If you said Abaye doesn't hold that. That they're separate. Does he hold it together, or we don't know yet?
Well, I'm asking you. One possibility is that Abaye thinks that they are not connected, and that's why he thinks it's biblical.
If they're not connected, we could say it's rabbinic. It's a biblical commitment.
And that's why he needs you to count weeks and days. But could it be that Abaye also agrees it's not biblical? What do you think?
He could also say it's not biblical.
Correct. Right? Meaning, we only know that Amemar thinks it's not biblical. But Abaye could go either way. Abaye could say, we count days and weeks and do the full mitzvah nowadays because it's biblical for one of the two reasons we said before. Either the Sefirat Omer doesn't depend on the bringing of the Karban at all, or it depends on the theoretical ability to bend the Karban, and therefore it's still biblical nowadays, and that's why he thinks you count days and weeks. But he could also say, no, I agree with Amemar that it's only rabbinic nowadays. I argue in the way we commemorate the Mikdash. Amemar thinks that if it's only rabbinic, and it's only a commemoration of the Mikdash, so then the best way to do that is to only count days and not weeks. And I think that even if it's rabbinic and it's a Zecher LeMikdash, it's still worth keeping the mitzvah as it once was. And we'll explore this more tomorrow, what type of machloket they might be having about the nature of Zecher LeMikdash. Okay? So this is one directional. Meaning, Amemar, we know, holds that it's only rabbinic nowadays. Abaye could go either way. Abaye could go either way. Is that understood?
Yes, I wonder if Noah understood that before.
Yeah?
He got lost in the...
Oh. Oh, he got disconnected? Oh, let's wait for him to come back on.
Yeah, he's not showing up there.
Oh, wait. I'm reconnecting him. The dangers of Zoom here.
is for the actual audio to sync up.
Yeah. Oh, Zoom. Zoom in a world where the whole world is online. And therefore, nothing is ever...
Whoever invested their stocks in this app are probably really rich right now.
If people invested enough money in Zoom, I'm sure that they did well. You know...
They're not doing quarantine in their new mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Yeah, in the last month, it's gone up about 55%. It's pretty good. Pretty good. I feel bad. His phone is taking so long here. Noah, we have you back. Okay, so I don't know when we lost you, so let's try this again. So, again, according to... Noah, you're there now?
Yeah.
Okay, so according to a Maimar, who says that we change the nature of the mitzvah, because nowadays it's only Zeichar HaMikdash, it's clear that he thinks that the counting of the days depends on the bringing of the carbon, therefore it's rabbinic. But according to Abaye, who thinks you still count days and weeks, it could go either way. He could say, count days and weeks because it's biblical, because it doesn't depend on the actual bringing of the carbon. Or he could say, no, I agree that it's rabbinic. It's just that. I think that the best way to commemorate the bringing, the counting of the Omer is to count the same way we would have counted when it was biblical. Right? We do this a lot. Right? We do this a lot. Right? Sometimes you can take the exact same act and it's rabbinic sometimes, it's biblical other times. Right? It doesn't look different, but it's like, shaking the lulav and esrog. On day one it's biblical, on day two it's rabbinic. But it looks the same. Right, the act is the same. I mean, there are certain differences, but whatever, for argument's sake. You shake it the same way, right? There are certain differences in terms of what's kosher. But okay. So how do we understand... Now, we know that... How do we count? We count days and weeks. So therefore, does that mean that we paskin... that it is biblical. So, the majority of Rishonim thought that it does not, that even though we count days and weeks, we understand Abaye to mean that everybody agrees that it's rabbinic, that it depends on the bringing of the carbon. It's just that they argue about the best way of fulfilling the Derabbanan. Do you fulfill the Derabbanan by perfectly mimicking the biblical law or not? And if you look at the beginning of Tosfot, let me send it to you. Right? If you look at the beginning of Tosfot, it's clear that Tosfot thinks that we paskin, it is Derabbanan. Tosfot says, I just sent it to you, near Zeichel Mikdashu, the first letter got cut off, near the Besafik Chashecha, even if you're not sure if it's nighttime yet, Yachol Ivareich, you're allowed to make the bracha. Ve'ein Zarich L'amtin Ad Sheifadei Laila, you don't have to wait until it's definitely night. Kevan Shu Sveika D'Rabbanan, because this is a doubt on a rabbinic level. So Tosfot makes it clear that he thinks we paskin that it is rabbinic. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Most Rishonim agree with Tosfot that it's rabbinic. Who's the one big outlier who thinks it's biblical? The Rambam, who I just sent you, right? The Rambam. So if you look at the Rambam, I just sent it.
What's his name? Ravanji?
What?
No.
The Rambam. I just sent him. The Rambam. The Rambam paskins that like Abaye, but he also understands it as meaning that it's biblical. So look at the Rambam. Okay, I just sent it to you if you want. Give me a second. I'll do it this way. Maybe this is easier. Second. This is probably easier. Mishnah Torah. Tmidim Umisafim. Seven. There you go. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going to send you a better format of it. Here. Okay, I sent you the Sfaria link. So you can look at it and you'll have the translation next to it if that's helpful. Okay? So the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Hilchot Midinu Musafin, Mitzvah Aseh Lispor Sheva Shabbatot Mimot, Miyom Hava'at HaOmer, Shneemar Usfartem Lochem, Imacharat HaShabbat, Sheva Shabbatot. It is a biblical mitzvah to count 7 weeks from the day of the bringing of the Omer, because it says, count 7 weeks. Umitzvah Limnot Hayamim HaShavuot. The mitzvah is to count days and weeks. Shneemar Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Umitchil Hayom Monin. And you should try to count from the beginning of the day. And then if you skip to Halacha Chav Daled, he says, U'mitzvah zo, I'll call Ish Mi'Israel, u'v'chol makom u'v'chol zman. This mitzvah is at all times, in all places. So, you tell me. The Rambam clearly holds that this is biblical. It's Doraisa. Good. Which read of the psukim, though, does he take? Why does he think it's Doraisa?
Because it says...
Is it the way that Noah originally said, which is, Usfartim lochem imacharat haShabbat, that's independent of the Omer entirely, and therefore it's biblical? Or do you think he takes the other read, which is, it's connected to the theoretical ability to bring the Omer, and therefore that's unaffected by whether you actually bring the Omer. Which one do you think he takes?
I think he takes the middle way.
The meaning that it's completely independent?
Yeah. No, that would be the... No, as in it's based off of the theoretical day when the Omer would have been brought.
Okay, good. So... So Noah thinks like Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim takes the middle approach. He is not willing to believe.
I'm saying that the Rambam is, that's why he says it.
Correct, within the Rambam. And I just sent it to you in the notes. That's how Reb Chaim takes it. Let me focus on the key line.
You can also do a screen share. This way we can see which particular line without you, I guess, sending it.
Yeah. Could do that. Okay. So let me do that. Okay, let's do a screen share. Screen share. Here we go. Share. Got it?
There you go. Yep.
Okay, good. So he says, V'nir esh be'emet pasaka ameimar. The Rambam rules like ameimar. Mine darek dusha shniya lo batla v'lo batla kedusha ramikdash. He says, what's the logic? Because the kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash was never nullified. V'imkein din hakrava yesh gam bizman hazeh. And therefore, the potential exists to bring the karban, even nowadays. Ulahachi evi da'araita. And that's why it's biblical. Right, that's really the key of his line. Right, the Rambam, the Reb Chaim thinks that according to the Rambam, it's not that he believes that Sfirat HaOmer is independent of the Karban. He thinks it's dependent on the theoretical ability to bring the Karban. And he says that since, even though there's no Beit HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash continues to exist. And therefore, in theory, you could bring the Karban. That's why nowadays, even though we don't practically bring the Karban, the Rambam thinks it's De'oraisa. Now, the Ran suggests an agadic way, that might be, that might defend the other position, namely that the reason it would be biblical nowadays. Now, the Ran doesn't hold this way, but he suggests a theoretical read based on an agadata that could justify that the mitzvah nowadays is biblical, not because it's based on the theoretical bringing of the karban, but simply because it's completely independent. And that is this. If you look at the Ran, I'm still in screen share, so you see what I'm highlighting?
Yeah.
Uvahagada gamkein amru, bishash amr lehem Moshe ta'abdun eda elokim ala arazeh. The Midrash tells you that when Hashem said to Moshe, you will serve God on this mountain, amru lo Yisrael, the Jews said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eimatai Avodazo, they said, when will we work in the, when will we serve God on Har Sinai? Amar Lahem, Lusof Chamishim Yom, after 50 days, Vahayu Monim Kol Echad Ve'Echad La'atzmo, Mikan Kavu Chachamim L'Shver HaOmer, Klomar Bizman Hazeh, and it was on this, the counting, from Pesach to the bringing of getting of the Torah, that we have Sfirat HaOmer nowadays. She'enanu mevi'in karban v'lo omar, even though we don't bring a karban. El mechashvin chamishim yom l'simchat haTorah, you count 50 days to the bringing of the Torah. Kamo shamanu Yisrael botos man. But he says v'zeu derech midrash who di'ikar de milta zeicher l'mikdash k'damar ha'meimar. So the Ran himself says that nowadays this is rabbinic. But what he points out is that there is a model. Now he thinks this is the rabbinic model. Namely, that the reason we count nowadays is to rabbinically commemorate the counting up to the receiving of the Torah. But if you wanted to, you could say that that model exists to explain why it might be biblical. Namely, if you conceptually thought that the counting of the Omer was about counting up to Har Sinai and not counting from the bringing of the Omer, so then you could have read the way Noah did originally and say it's biblical. It's not what the Ran himself says, but it would be a third possible model. So there we've explored the three basic models to understanding the mitzvah. Right, one is that it totally depends on the karban, and therefore it's rabbinic nowadays, which is Tosfot, according to everybody. The other extreme is that this doesn't depend on the karban. Maybe it depends on Matan Torah, and therefore it's completely biblical nowadays, which again is not the position the Ran actually takes, but it's a theoretical possibility. And what Reb Chaim notes that the Rambam seems to think himself, which is that it's biblical, not because it's completely independent of the Omer, but because it's dependent on the theoretical ability to bring the Karban HaOmer, which exists even nowadays. One more shita, and then we'll finish for today, is the Keren Orah. If you look at the Keren Orah, again, I still have the screen share, so let's look here. He says, Tzarech Lomar, Diyiktor v'yispor lavdafka. It must be that you say that the cutting and the counting are not necessary. Ol in mitzvat, the mitzvah b'shak tzira, sofer achak tzira, v'msafar kodem tzira gam ken yotze. Maybe what it's telling you is that when you actually cut, so ideally, you should cut and then count. But if you didn't do it that way, it would be fine. Vineba ha vadei kulayam amodu debesira gamkein lo nitchayvua biatam laaretz. Maybe, why is it connected to the cutting of the Omer? Just to tell you that you didn't become chayav and svirat Omer until they came into Eretz Yisrael and were chayav in the bringing of the Omer. They came in the mitzvah zut kluya baretz and came in nalei de bezman hazechiyuv et devei torahi. So then how do you know it's biblical nowadays? So he says, yesh lomar dinehi diktira vava leka. Similar to Reb Chaim, he says maybe it's connected to the Omer in two ways. One is you didn't become Chayim and Shver Omer until you came into Eretz Yisrael and could bring the Omer. So why are you still Chayim nowadays if it in fact is dependent on the Omer? Because it's not dependent on the actual bringing of the Omer, it's dependent on the obligation to bring the Omer. And the chiyuv lo batel. You're still, in theory, obligated to bring the Omer. Umishum hachi mitzvat svira michuyevet hi leolam. And therefore, you are still chayav. Or another model is maybe it's not dependent on the bringing of the Omer. It's dependent on the Isser Chadash. The Isser to eat the new grain, and that also depends nowadays. Now he knows that if you think that Chadash nowadays is not biblical, so then you'd have another reason to say that it's rabbinic. But this is a totally different model, which is to say that the key here is not the carbon at all, and it's not independent either. It's dependent on the Isser Chadash. And that would be another model. So what you have here is... Did we just lose Yosef also? Oh, guys? Oh, no. He's still there.
Here.
Okay, sorry. I don't know why my screen is telling me I lost you, but okay. So again, let's outline the models. So possibility one, it's completely independent. Nobody seems to actually want to take that, but that's the theoretical of the Ron. Possibility two, it's completely dependent, and therefore it's rabbinic. Tosfa. Possibility three, it's dependent on the theoretical ability to bring the carbon, maybe on having entered Eretz Yisrael when the carbon theoretically exists, that's Reb Chaim, and one version of the Keren Ora within the Rambam. And then a fourth possibility, which is the second possibility in the Keren Ora, which is maybe it is dependent on something, but it's not dependent on the bringing the Omer, it's dependent on the Isser to eat the new grain. And therefore, the question of when it's whether it's rabbinic or biblical will hang on whether you think the Isser to eat new grain nowadays is biblical or rabbinic. So those are the four models, I think, that we have to explain the nature of the mitzvah, bizman hazeh, that we don't have a bina mikdash and a karban haomer. Okay? Like I said, this sugya, I think, is very straightforward. Right? The lamdus is pretty neat. And it flows very nicely from the different ways you read the psukim. And I think you get three or three and a half or four very clear models. Are we good?
Yep.
Clear? Okay, good. Good, guys. Shkoyach. And I will talk to you later.
All right, then.
Okay.